From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to Idol Chatter, your favorite American Idol podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker, and we're here to talk about the results of Season 8. I'm so excited. We've got two American Idol fans with us in the studio today, Lily Beth Brinkman.
Hello.
And Brian Sargent.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm happy that you're here, and we had a great show. And here's why I'm so excited. It's not so much the results, but what an amazing, amazing show last night.
Yes.
I mean, it was just a good show. Even if you didn't like American Idol, even if you didn't care who won, it was just an amazing show.
It was fun. It was really fun.
And I got to say that the show, I enjoyed watching the show as much as I did the result, because the result was only 5 minutes, but the two-hour show with all the bands and all the acts, I thought it was really amazing.
John, I actually did not, you know, I actually was kind of watching it combination live, combination DVR, because that's what I always do. But then when I do that, I can actually kind of skip ahead through some commercials. But sometimes I'll skip ahead through the show because it's a little boring. I did not do that at all last
night. Same like you. I watched the whole two-hour show.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we all know by now who actually won, and that is the so-called dark horse Chris Allen beat Adam Lambert for the Season 8 American Idol. I must admit that now that I've had some time to reflect on it, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. At the time, though, I was a little surprised. But as usual, Adam was so gracious, you know, congratulated Chris, seemed genuinely sincere, as I think he has been the whole show. I mean, I think everyone was just really, it was a good season in that there were a couple of maybe some people who didn't seem very sincere, but I think most of the people, in my opinion, did.
They were very classy and very gracious. I thought the winner, Chris Allen, was a gracious winner. I thought that Amber Lambert was a gracious loser. I just thought it was really neat. And they did two neat singers and neat individuals, very deserving, both of them, I thought.
Yeah, and also, you know, coming in second place doesn't you know, really hurt either. You know, past seasons, you know, people who don't win still go on to do great things. So, you know, there's
absolutely
still no shame in coming second. Either one of them could have won.
I wondered if people knew that Adam for sure was going to get a contract. He's so talented, so amazing, that there's no doubt that he will go on and do great things.
Right.
But then people then turned around and gave Chris a vote because they wanted to give him a chance as well, because he's a talented singer and they liked him.
Yeah.
I wondered if some people voted in that with that
perhaps,
thinking.
Perhaps. But you know what? The best reasoning, I think, that I've heard was an article I read today, and it talked about the Goki factor. So here you have your top three. If Allison had been in the top three, the Irohita factor might have swayed this differently. But you had Goki in the top three, who's a little bit more mainstream and a little bit more conservative. So when he goes away and you're left with the top two, you've got the Goki fans left to vote. And where are their votes going to go? It makes more sense that they would vote for Chris Allen than Adam Lambert. So that actually makes a lot of sense to me now.
Yeah, I've never understood, you know, the voting. It seems like if you're going to want one person to win all season, why change? I've never voted, but you bring up interesting points that there's so many dynamics to people and how they vote for who they think should win.
If Allison had made the top three and she's a little more edgy rocker and then she got voted out and it was left, you know, for, as we had, Chris and Adam, then I think Adam might have taken it, because Allison's fans, that fan base that voted for her, probably would have voted more for Adam than for Chris. But with the Goki factor, I think it makes complete sense that Chris won. And I think he is deserving. My only concern is that, for me, he's a little forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm watching him, I enjoy it. I like him. But then later, it's a little forgettable. With Adam, you know, he's never forgettable.
Yeah. Something I wrote down, and I kind of read this from a few people, that says, you know, Adam's songs were memorable and you remembered them. However, they said, and Chris was more of a top 40 type of singer. I wrote down that there's a reason why top 40 is popular on the radio, and there's reasons you don't hear Kiss songs where Adam fit in. So maybe we don't give enough credit to the type of songs that Chris sings. You know, I do believe, you know, Adam was still a good singer. Just maybe some of the songs he sang and were good at weren't mainstream enough for people. So that maybe that's
something. Yeah.
And I watched it with my children, and they're 9, 8, and 5 today. as of today.
Oh, and okay.
Happy birthday, everybody. No, happy birthday to my five-year-old. But anyway, I watched it with them the whole season, and it was so much fun because we were able to do it together. And
As a family, yes.
It was. We could just veg out in front of the TV and watch American Idol, and we were all pulling for Chris, and they were so excited when he won. We all agreed that we liked Adam quite a bit, and we all agreed that he was really talented, and there were some shows where he actually did better than Chris. But we were just excited that he won. But Adam was an amazing performer. So I don't think that the Chris fans would have been completely disappointed about it. I think that there was a lot of goodwill towards both.
I think so. And when Chris sang No Boundaries again last night, I didn't even hate it as much as I did the first time. So maybe it's going to be okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I kind of skipped through that. I couldn't bring myself to listen to it two nights in a row. So perhaps as you know, time goes on, we'll grow to like that song. We'll have to, because we'll hear it a lot.
Well, let's talk about the show itself, because it was a strong show. I watched Idol in the past, but for some reason I can't think of a show that was as entertaining, just overall. Even when they do the silly awards, even that was entertaining. When Kara came out and sang with the girl with the bikini, and then she rips open her dress to show that she has a bikini on. I mean, just a very entertaining show all around. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about some of the performances. Because we had some great bands on last night.
And my goodness. And that really goes to show you that there are big celebrities out there that really do love the show.
Either they love the show or they understand its value.
Yes, that they go on. And so that's kind of interesting and kind of cool that, big names that you wouldn't think you'd ever see on American Idol were performing last night.
I loved them all. I loved every performance.
And it was a good mixture. Well, let's talk about Keith, we won't go in chronological order, but Keith, I think, did a very good duet with Keith. Chris did a very good duet with Keith Urban.
Great. Mm-hmm.
They both sounded really, really great, really strong. It was a good song for Chris to do, mm-hmm. kind of, country rock. That's a good place for him to be, as well as some of the more mellow top 40 stuff. I think that's probably what we're going to hear from him. My favorite, I'll tell you my favorite, then I want to hear your favorites. I would say, wow. I mean, I really loved Adam with Kiss, but seeing Adam sing with Queen, I was watching, my sister and I, and we both were like, okay, he's like Freddie Mercury. Okay, Freddie Mercury fans, don't be mad at me. He no one can replace him, but he sounded amazing singing with Queen, singing Freddie Mercury's lyrics. Mm-hmm. I think he could go on tour with them tomorrow.
Yeah, perhaps they were using last night as an audition.
Maybe. And same with Kiss.
Yes.
But I just really enjoyed the performance with Queen.
Yeah, I'm not a big Kiss fan, but I just thought the performance was great.
It was great.
And good thing they had makeup on, so you really couldn't see how they've aged over the years.
We were talking about that last night.
All around, it was a great, great show. Mm-hmm. Even Steve Martin with his banjo was kind of entertaining, although I'm not mm-hmm. a big Steve Martin banjo playing fan. I thought it was pretty good.
What did you think of the duet with Allison and Cyndi Lauper?
I thought it was pretty good.
I liked it.
Cyndi Lauper seemed to be grandstanding a little bit. I don't know why. I mean, certainly I think Allison was very respectful, but she seemed to be, in my opinion, grandstanding just a little bit. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I thought the weirdest performance of the night was the Black Eyed Peas, only because I'm watching the show and all of a sudden I see the logo, the American Idol logo, and I don't hear any music, and I'm wondering what is going on.
Yes.
Well, I later found out that apparently there are some expletives in that song.
I figured as much.
And the singers chose to have it cut away, so I without saying it on TV, and it was a decision that was left to the band and not Fox Television. So, which I thought was interesting, because I did wonder did they make a mistake? And I thought it had perhaps something to do with the lyrics.
I thought it was probably some profanity, but I think it's interesting that they chose to be, true to the music, and have this weird cutaway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was a good performance. Fergie with black hair, I'm not quite sure how much I'm buying that. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was really great. I really enjoyed I mean, I like the Black Eyed Peas. Fergie looked amazing, except, you know, she looks a little weird with the black hair. And but those background people dressed in those stripes and mm-hmm. how they were interacting with, I mean, I thought that was a very, yeah. very interesting performance. Yeah. Really entertaining to watch.
Yeah. I kind of want to get your take, both of you, on what you thought, and I know they do this every season, of bringing back the finalists who didn't make the top two to have them come back to sing. I thought maybe one or two songs was okay, but after a while, my thinking was, there's a reason you're not in the final two.
Absolutely.
It's because America doesn't think you're good enough to sing, basically. So I thought after a while, they keep bringing them out. And I thought that was kind of strange. I could see one or two songs, but I'm kind of curious on your take on that.
I enjoyed it. This is the first season I've ever watched American Idol. So I just thought I enjoyed seeing some of the ones. I even liked Jorge Nunez from the first. I thought he was a really talented performer and could have gone away. So I don't know. I enjoyed seeing them all again because it kind of made you remember why they were or why they weren't selected. And I liked the artists that they sang with. So it added some variety.
Well, I think that when they were just paired with an artist, okay, maybe that's all right. But in the group numbers, there were some people that were so clearly down, you know, a few rungs below the people who made, say, the top five.
Right.
And I don't even remember their names, which is probably a testament to the fact that they're not around anymore. But there was the girls group in particular, and there were several of the ladies who were just so, I'm not sure, and I almost wonder if they didn't get enough rehearsal, because even the little steps in their choreography, they seemed very stiff. Allison, of course, rocked it because she'd gone a lot farther and she's more talented. But I could really see the difference in the groupings, even more so when you paired a runner up, so to speak, with an actual artist.
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I really enjoyed Lionel Richie.
He was great.
He looks great. He's got to be in his upper 50s, early 60s, right?
He looks still great. Relevant. I mean, he was still, he didn't seem like he was up there after singing old 80s songs. He seemed like he was still.
Well, he's got a new album out, and that song is from the new album.
That was,
and Rod Stewart and Queen Latifah singing with Lil Rounds. That was great. I thought, it's funny because Queen Latifah, as a performer, if she were to perform, she probably isn't the strongest vocally, but she's the queen, so she has this vibe about her. And having her sing with Lil almost sounded better than she did. Yeah. So that was kind of funny, but it was good to see them together and interacting. So you had a lot of variety on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had hard rock, you know, you had country, you had R&B, alternative. I mean, it was just a really strong show.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been backstage at that concert. And really, it was
a
concert.
That's what it was. It was a concert.
Right. And so it's a testament to the producers that they're able to get all of these acts who are headliners themselves to come out and perform.
You hit the nail on the head there. It was just a fine concert.
Have they done that in the past? Is that what other finale
shows have been? Not to this degree.
This was almost, I mean, it was unbelievable. Like you touched on earlier, Yvette, that, you know, seasons past, I'd forward to the end or, you know, through certain acts, but I found myself just doing the commercials only and watching the whole show. So it was really a
definitely. Great. It makes me, you know, want to watch it next year. Some Idol seasons I've come away with, I don't know if I'll look at that again next year, but this made me want to. And I think also the fact that they had two really strong final candidates made me feel the same, you know, made me feel that way too. And I think that Idol is probably, well, they keep talking about these records that they keep setting, over 100 million votes, which was, I think it's just getting more and more popular. It's 8 seasons. Somewhere now, Carrie Underwood won 4. That was a pretty big season.
Right.
But, you know, between 4 and 8, maybe not quite as strong. But they have definitely come away with a strong show. We don't know what's going to happen with the judges next year, so a little bit of mystery around that.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see.
One thing I really appreciated as a parent was everything was so clean. The commercials were clean for the most part. The performances were clean. I mean, it was something you could watch as a family, and I'm sure this has been said before, but you could watch it all together.
Yeah.
And everybody can enjoy it and have an interest in it from the 4-year-old all the way up.
Yeah, it's one of the very few shows on TV where you can do that now.
It is, and you didn't have to worry about censoring things. I mean, some of the performers were a little over the top, but It was just completely enjoyable.
And it's very well produced and was on time. Because I took Ryan Seacrest's advice and I actually recorded the show that followed it. And I just went to check just to see if it went over a little bit, and it did not.
Right.
So very well produced, very well done, and it was kind of funny. People make a lot of jokes about Ryan Seacrest, but he's good at his job.
He's good.
He is a good MC, whatever you want to call him. He knows how to move it along.
He thinks on his feet really well.
And he does.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, my favorite line of the night, do you have a favorite line of the night? Because I sure have one. It's from Ryan Seacrest.
With the girl at the swimsuit?
Yes.
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 He said, I was going to ask you what's new with you, but I think I know. And that's because she apparently had some enhancement done. Yeah.
And it's great that the former contestants can take that all in fun.
Right.
They brought back Norman Gentle. They brought him back,
yes.
which was good. And Tatiana. And I'm still trying to figure out if that was staged, that she wasn't supposed to come up.
I think it was staged.
Yeah.
But they did a good job.
I'm wondering if it was staged originally, but then they sincerely ran out of time and they really meant don't come. I mean, I wonder if it was originally part of the plan, but then they...
Well, the fact that we don't know means they did a really good job.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever, you know, it's making us talk about it today. So, well, I'm pleased. I'm pleased. They ended on a high note. We have, I think, you know, a strong American Idol. I think he will go and do well. We have a great runner-up who will definitely get a contract today.
Yes.
I'm sure he will. And will maybe on tour with Kiss or Queen or some other wonderful...
And it may turn out better that he did finish second.
It may as well, yeah. And, of course, we will see them. They are coming to Tulsa. I'm not sure when the date is, but you can look at wimgo.com and find out. I'd say we had a really fine show. I think we're all pretty satisfied with the results. And here's to another great American Idol season starting in January.
Yep.
So thanks, guys, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me join you.
We'll have to come back next year and see if they get started on as good a foot as they did this time. Listeners, check back with us next season. We may have some more reality podcast shows coming up. Listen to newsok.com for So You Think You Can Dance. We're trying to see if we're going to have a podcast show based on that, which is my personally favorite reality show because people are actually talented. But I could say American Idol was very good this season, too. So keep listening to newsok.com. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time.